Good morning. It is 5 o'clock. It is 34 degrees. We're headed toward a daytime high today to be in the low 50s. So, we have that to look forward to. We'll share with you complete forecast details coming up following our news update from ABC here on WRCO.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Federal Aviation Administration is banning flights into and out of Haiti.
A day after a Spirit Airlines plane landing in Haiti was hit by multiple rounds of gunfire, the bullets piercing the fuselage of the plane and hitting the overhead luggage compartments. Now the FAA is banning U.S. civil aviation operations in Port-au-Prince. A notice to air mission, or NOTAM, says a ban will last at least 30 days. That Spirit Airlines plane diverted to the Dominican Republic after it was hit by gunfire. JetBlue also found one of its planes had been hit by a bullet.
ABC's Alex Stone. President-elect Trump continues building out his team. He's nominating Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. Hegseth, an Army combat veteran and Fox News personality. He's nominating John Ratcliffe to be CIA director. Ratcliffe was director of national intelligence in the waning months of the first Trump presidency. Ukraine says Russia has launched its counteroffensive in the Kursk region of Russia. This is ABC News. A 5-year-old boy went missing in rural Oregon. His body was found Tuesday. ABC's Alex Stone.
Joshua McCoy went missing in Coos County, Oregon on November 9th. Search and rescue teams from 7 counties from Oregon and California have been working since Saturday to find him. His mother said she and Joshua took a nap and she woke up and he was gone. Now the Coos County Sheriff's Department saying on Tuesday afternoon, Joshua was found dead about a 2-mile drive away from his family's home. Investigators aren't saying if they believe he walked away or if there was foul play. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In England, there are now more deer than at any other time in the last 1,000 years. The population really took off during the pandemic, and it's had a devastating impact on woodlands and farms. Forestry experts and businesses say one solution is getting people to eat more venison. Low-fat, sustainable protein. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
For today, a high of 52 expected, cloudy and breezy conditions, winds between 8 and 18 from the southeast. For tonight, overcast with periods of light rain, a low of 40. Patchy light rain or drizzle early tomorrow, staying mostly cloudy and a high of 51. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 36. Partly sunny and mild Friday and 54. Mixed skies and mild on Saturday with a high of 56 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we have a west-southwest wind at 4 miles per hour, and it is 34 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. It's a Wednesday morning. Today is November 13th, and it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Savior, who took their sting away the day he died.
The Triumphant Quartet on WRCO Radio and Safe on the Glory Side. Before that, a national anthem sung by Carrie Underwood. Hello, friends. We're together again. Phil Nee with you after prying my eyelids open this morning. Oh, okay. Well, it's Wednesday, November 13th. It was only a 2-alarm morning for me out of a possible 3, so not too bad. It's good sleeping weather. That's kind of the problem right now. But nonetheless, we have some info to get you in the know. The Bucks actually won last night. Woohoo! Anyway, we'll give you details coming up in sports in just a little bit. Hopefully the Bucks can put it all together. It's early. But still, you don't want to dig such a big hole that you can't get out of it. And they're on their way. But they did get a win last night. We'll have details in a little bit from WRCO. Well, let's start those chores for a Wednesday. Here is Exile.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? No particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning and I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
fighting that will break us up again. Someday the world will learn that fires we don't put out will bigger burn. We must save freedom now at any cost, or someday our own freedom will be lost.
Johnny Wright on the Old Light in the Milk House show. It is 5:15. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11 until 4 at Dodgeville High School. Appointments are preferred. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or give them a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS. There's also a blood drive coming up on Wednesday, today, November 13th, from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments are preferred. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Reminders from WRCO's community calendar today. We're coming up on a check of sports time. We'll have that for you in just a little bit. This morning, it's 33 degrees. Winds are around 3 miles per hour, so the air moving around just a little bit. And it will be warmer than yesterday's high. We reached just 45 here at the studios yesterday. Not as warm as predicted. We should be up near 52 later today.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Some notes on sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Bucks were able to get a win last night as they picked it up in the first game of the NBA's play-in tournament, 99-85, over the Raptors. It was a battle of teams with the worst records in the NBA. Milwaukee picked up its third win of the year with that victory last night. They were playing without Damian Lillard, but still got it done in the end. Elsewhere in the NBA, Orlando 114, Charlotte 89, Atlanta 117, Boston 116, Detroit won in overtime over Miami, 123-121. It was New York 111, Philadelphia 99, Phoenix 120, Utah 112, Portland 122, Minnesota 108, Golden State over Dallas 120-117. College basketball, Kansas got a win against Michigan State 77-69, and Kentucky beat Duke 77-72. From the NHL, Winnipeg 6-3 over the Rangers, Ottawa 3, Toronto nothing, New Jersey 4, Florida 1, Boston 3-2 over St. Louis, Edmonton 4, the Islanders 3 in overtime, Seattle 5, Columbus 2, Vancouver 3, and Calgary 1 as well. Some notes on sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
My goodness, here we go. Wednesday morning, November 13th, and headed toward that daytime high in the low 50s today. Pretty good weather. I don't see a swear word in the forecast until next Tuesday. Breezy with rain at times Tuesday, and then overnight rain possibly turning to light snow. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's about a week away or so. But what can you expect? I always figure the deeper you get into November, if you can avoid the white stuff, it seems like the winter isn't as long. But some of those years when we had snow, like on Halloween Day, it seems like it lasts until the month of May. But nonetheless, it shortens up winter the longer you can go without it. It's inevitable we're going to get it. But nonetheless, let's just poke our cares away, shall we? Here we go.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a snappy little number there. Myron Florin in the band and Dance the Devil Away Polka right here on WRCO. Whew, we need a cool down waltz here. Whew, here we go.
There goes my only possession. Footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore.
The Jolly Green Giants, and there goes my everything. We're heading toward our farm news and market update in just a little bit here today. Good luck. Be safe on the roads today.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said that he sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown when my daddy didn't spend some time at home. Did run around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Atlanta. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off this rick by the likes of me. They'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and beat this pace I'm ascending the time they can. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Memphis tonight. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. And on down that old Pacific shore, swing north and run for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Yeah, I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Don Rich in the lead there with Buckaroo. WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. It's currently 33 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Nicole Kosiuk with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Introducing the next era in soybean performance. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans were bred to set new standards in yield potential and return on investment. Your best year starts here. An ag economist says U.S. biodiesel expansion projects will likely remain on hold unless new policies incentivize more demand. Scott Irwin with the University of Illinois tells Brownfield new processing capacity has increased biodiesel production to more than 4 billion gallons over the past 5 years.
A couple years ago, we might have been projecting, let's say by 2025 or 2026, we'd be over maybe 7 billion gallons of capacity with all the projects announced. But there's been a real pulling back and putting a pause on a lot of those projects.
Irwin says increasing the renewable volume obligations under the U.S. Renewable Fuel Standard or other policies like continued support of sustainable aviation fuels are needed for those expansions to continue.
I'm skeptical that many of those plants will actually be built. Much is going to turn on the Trump administration's policy regarding the RFS.
He says the previous Trump administration was not friendly to renewable fuel expansion, which leaves a lot of questions for the sector.
That's going to be a really interesting to see if that's a replay or if it's different now, because the big investors in these renewable diesel plants are, in fact, the energy refiners by and large.
He estimates there are at least 12 projects that have been announced to start in 2027 or later. A State Farm Bureau president is hopeful the next administration will be more proactive on trade. Brent Johnson with Iowa Farm Bureau says the Biden-Harris administration took a very passive approach.
Trade has been ignored. It's been on the sidelines for way too long, and farmers across the United States are certainly feeling that impact. And so, you know, the Trump's administration viewing on trade, I think their viewpoint is strong.
He tells Brownfield it is concerning. Trump's campaign included a lot of tariff rhetoric.
And if you think back to their previous administration, tariffs were set in, and that was uncomfortable on the farm as well. But I also know that he's got a sense of where farmers are currently. He knows that it's a stressful time.
The U.S. corn and soybean harvest should be able to wrap up in the coming days. The USDA says 95% of U.S. corn has been harvested and 96% of soybeans, both ahead of the five-year average. Recent rains have been good for fall-planted crops in Wisconsin. The USDA says the state's corn crop is 89% harvested, ahead of the five-year average, with about 16% moisture. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet Tuesday, and cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets did remain at a standstill yesterday. Asking prices surfaced at 188 to 189 on the live basis in the south, but are not established on the dress basis in the north, with no reported bids. It looks like widespread trade's going to wait until the back half of the week. The show list does look mixed, larger in Texas, smaller in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. At the Imperial Livestock Market feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, there was no comparison to the last reported test from 2 weeks ago. USDA says receipts were down from both that prior test and a year ago. 94% of the offering were feeder cattle, 56% of those were steers. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold at 325 to 365. 5 to 6 weight steers ranged from 280 to 319. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds reported at 283 to 311. 500 to 600 pound heifers sold at 254 to 300. Box beef closed mix with moderate movement. Choice was up 6 cents at $308.27, and select beef was down $1.92 at $279.92. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 on the week and nearly 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to higher with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers are likely in need of some near-term supplies after the slow trade last week and a slow start to this week. There is talk market-ready numbers are tighter than previously projected, but buyers could be able to apply more leverage and limit spending if the wholesale market continues to slide. More on that in a moment. National direct barrels and gilts did close $1.27 higher at the base price range of 76 to 88 for a weighted average of 84.79, with Iowa Southern Minnesota up $1.60 at 85.52 and the Western Corn Belt 102 higher at 84.90. Midwest butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa were steady at 60. Illinois direct sows were a dollar higher at 51 to 62 with moderate demand for light offerings. Barrels and gilts in Illinois were steady at 46 to 56 on moderate demand and offerings. Pork closed 378 lower at 97.68 on declines in the loins, ribs, hams, and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was up 1,000 on the week and almost 15,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's GrainVantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The GrainVantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower with generally favorable crop weather in South America. January beans were 11 and 3 quarters lower at 10.10 and a half. March was down 12 and 3 quarters at 10.22 and a half. December corn was 1.5 lower at 4.28 and a half, and March was down 2.5 at 4.40 and a quarter. Cattle were up ahead of direct business. December live is 70 higher at 184.40. February was up 75 at 186.12. January feeders were $1.32 higher at 243.57. And hogs did close higher thanks to technical support. December lean was up 57 cents at 82.35, and February was 40 higher at 86.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Good news and bad news about food prices today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back. devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food prices. The bad news is they're still rising. The good news? The rise is relatively small.
Grocery prices are predicted to increase by 1.2%.
That's Megan Schweitzer, an economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Grocery price inflation has been lower than the overall inflation rate for over a year now, for the past 14 months.
Schweitzer says other economic factors are also tamping down inflation.
We've seen energy prices decrease by 6.3%, gas prices down over 15%, and then prices for unprocessed agricultural commodities, so those raw products off the farm, prices are essentially flat for those products over the year.
Price changes are not consistently low among all food categories, though, says Schweitzer.
Eggs is one of the categories that we're predicting to rise faster than its historical average. You're predicting egg prices to increase by 8.8% in 2024 and by 10.5% in 2025.
And the opposite of inflation is deflation, which, says Schweitzer, happens, but not very often.
Typically, we don't see grocery price deflation or prices decreasing. Over the last few decades, we've only seen that happen twice, in 2016 and 2017.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Nicole Haslip with a Brownfield's Dairy Update. An ag economist says U.S. dairy farmers have a global advantage when it comes to additional trade opportunities. Dan Bossi with Ag Resource tells Brownfield.
Europe cannot expand anymore because of environmental and because of issues of high grain costs and other issues, regulatorily speaking. If I look at Oceania, New Zealand and Australia, maybe a little room yet to expand in New Zealand, but I don't think Australia really has it.
But Bossi says growth needs to have supportive trade policies.
The U.S. dairy industry is set to increase trade going forward. The question is, can I get politicians to buy into it, and can we get enough sales overseas? I'm hopeful that we can.
Farm Bureau members are redoubling their efforts, pushing lawmakers to pass a new farm bill with only 5 weeks left on the calendar in Congress. Michigan Farm Bureau's John Cran tells Brownfield.
We know that the farm economy looks very different today than it did 5 years ago when the 2018 bill was written. We've had one extension, and we're really looking forward to getting a new farm bill, something that's built for the next 5 years, not the last.
If Congress cannot pass new legislation or an extension before January 1st, Cran says farm policy from the 1930s could go back into effect.
This is a system that where the government was supposed to buy upwards of 25% of the milk supply, and the estimated cost is about $19 billion. And so we know that this isn't a reality, that Congress needs to act before this could happen.
Gas dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dryway was unchanged at 62.5 cents. Blocks up 0.75 cents at $1.71¾. Barrels down 0.25 cents at $1.68½. Butter down 4¾ cents at $2.79¾. And non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.40. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at GHXseed.com/connect.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
The forecast for today calls for a high in the low 50s. Tonight, overcast with periods of light rain, a low of 40. Thursday, patchy light rain or drizzle early and a high of 51. Friday, partly sunny and mild, a high of 54 degrees. South to southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. We are at our overnight low today. It is 33 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today from the Light in the Milk House Show. 13 away from the hour of 6 o'clock. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
Some people spend night and day making money they can hide away. They never know what they're working for. All they think about is making more. And every time the world's been drowned, there's a few more hearts that can't be found. Cause they never had nothing to hold on to the way that I'm holding you. All I ever need is a true heart next to me when it's cold and dark. All I need to keep from falling apart is the beat of your true heart. Some people spend day and night trying to love everybody in sight. They never know what love is for. All they think about is keeping score. And every time the world's been drowned, there's a few more hearts that can't be found. Cause they never had nothing to hold on to the way that I'm holding you. All I ever need is a true heart next to me when it's cold and dark. All I need to keep from falling apart is the beat of your true heart.
talking about someone who's scared of promises or keeping them. I'm just looking for a love to stand the test of time. I've been looking for someone to be all mine. I had too much lonely. I need a one and only, someone I can care about and call my own. Faithful to tradition, without an intermission, we'll still be together when the kids are grown. I've been looking for a love, someone to hold as I lay sleeping. About someone who's scared of promises or keeping them. I'm just looking for a love to stand the test of time. I've been looking for someone to be all mine.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and WRCO. I've been looking for love. Actually, looking for my keys. Oh, there they are. I always forget where I put them.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscoville Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Projects specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking at quiet weather once again here across much of Wisconsin and surrounding areas. But as we look further to the west, some rain showers building up across the Dakotas, western Minnesota, down through western Iowa and Nebraska, all the way down through the southern plains. This weather system will be sliding eastward here over the next 24 hours and should bring us some moisture by late this evening, lasting into early tomorrow. Nothing too terribly heavy for us, probably just around a tenth of an inch or a little bit more. The better chance of a quarter to a half inch will be over southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan. Once that system pulls away, we're looking at a quiet stretch from late tomorrow all the way through Monday. Temperatures will continue to run about 10 degrees above normal. And with some sun poking out over the weekend, should be pretty nice for getting out to do all your favorite fall activities. However, we do expect a large storm to break out early next week in the Central Plains, and then track northeast could bring us several wet and breezy days. Eventually, some cold air coming in behind that could bring us our first accumulating snow of the season by Wednesday or so. Keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for today, skies turning cloudy and breezy, high at 52, southeast wind 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast with periods of light rain, low at 40. Tomorrow, patchy light rain or drizzle possible early, staying mostly cloudy, high at 51. North and northwest wind between 5 and 10. On Friday, partly sunny and mild, low at 36 with a high of 54. Saturday, mixed skies, breezy and mild, low 36 with a high of 56. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, continued breezy, high temperature 54. Monday, turning cloudy and breezy, high 51. Rain likely by night. Tuesday looks breezy with rain at times, high about 50. Becoming sharply colder by night with rain possibly turning to light snow, and that snow could continue into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
33 degrees with some light fog at area places today. No, also a daytime high yesterday of 45 degrees. So it fell a little short of the predicted high. The record high for November 13th, 74 in 1999. Record low, zero in 1982. Last year's high was 60 and the low, 29. Sunset will happen at 4:39 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 6:53 for this morning.